Consumers in Japan and Korea have an increasing appetite for barbecue, and the U.S. Meat Export Federation recognizes this food trend as an opportunity for U.S. beef. In this USMEF report, we speak with Assistant Vice President for International Marketing, Greg Haynes. Haynes recently joined a team of U.S. producers in the Asian countries to promote Texas barbecue.
One of the things we're always trying to do is differentiate U.S. meats and beef from the competitors out there. And one way we see of doing this is by introducing these unique cooking styles that we have in the U.S., and, you know, particularly one being Southwest Texas barbecue. The goal is to play upon the already high demand and desire that the consumers have for the grilled meats. In both Japan and Korea, the yakiniku or Korean-style barbecues are very, very popular, and U.S. beef is well-suited for that. So in trying to create kind of a new food trend or a cooking style within those markets, we wanted to introduce these American regional-type cuisines. And so the Texas barbecue is really a unique way to be able to cook a lot of underutilized cuts.
The team offered insight into what makes Texas-style barbecue unique and flavorful so that chefs, restaurant managers, and consumers in Japan and Korea would become familiar and begin adding the dishes to their menus.
The team was really geared towards two key objectives. One was to introduce this to the food service areas within these markets. So that way, a lot of these food service companies, especially the ones that are already doing the Japanese-style barbecue, they can perhaps come up with a new concept within their existing restaurants, or some of them are even talking about how they could introduce a whole new concept or a new chain that would be this real kind of authentic American-style barbecue.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Ralph Lohse.